Welcome to Cyber Talk, where we talk about the life and how it is to be a cyber backer working from home. Cyber Talk is powered by CyberBacker, the leading provider of world-class admin support services from anywhere in the world to anyone in the world. Please visit our website, www.cyberbackercareers.com, for more details. Another great day here at CyberBacker. My name is Jello. We're back with another episode of Cyber Talk, and we have a very special guest, one of our awesome CyberBackers. John, how are you doing today?
Yes, Sir Jello. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening to everybody. I'm doing great today. It feels good to be joining you today. Thank you very much.
Perfect. First off, really appreciate the time. I know you have a lot of places to be, a lot of things to do, so really appreciate you being here. Now, we have a lot of listeners who would want to be a part of the CyberBacker family. So the reason why we asked you to be on the show today was, of course, share your experiences being a part of CyberBacker. So to start off, can you tell us a bit about your background and what led you to join CyberBacker, John?
Okay, Sir Jello, I am actually an engineering degree holder, and majority of my experiences are on maintenance or repairs and project management. Yeah, I've been to fishing companies, food processing companies, and construction. But of course, as we all know, the pandemic that hit all of us, affected all of us, it made me, you know, realize that beyond all of this, beyond all this professional life, we need to seek that life and career balance. So absolutely, that led me to join CyberBacker because I can work, I earn, and of course, I can take care of my family, my relationships. I have time for that. And also, I have time for fun as well because, you know, with CyberBacker, we only do 5 days a week. So we have enough time to have some fun with our families.
That's true. 100% true. So how long have you been with CyberBacker so far?
So far, I am with CyberBacker for 6 months, I guess, already. I started May.
Okay.
Yeah, mid-May, and six months already.
6 months then, all right. So awesome to hear that you're having a great experience with us, of course. So what's been the most surprising part of your role here in CyberBacker so far? Because, again, your experience is not really in the virtual world. You were really in the field where you needed to be there face-to-face, right? Now, you're in the virtual world. So what's been the most surprising experience so far?
Yeah, since it's my first time, there's a lot of surprises. But what surprises me the most is, of course, since I am in property management, so it's dealing with the people. Because in my experience, I just need to get the job done. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have plans, we have like this. But in property management, what surprises me, and it's interesting because I get to also deal with people with different kinds, with different personalities, you know, and how to persuade them to do what you want to do without actually seeing them face to face. Yeah, that's interesting and very, very, you know, challenging at the same time. But yeah,
new challenges arise. But again, just being part of the CyberBacker family, you'd be able to get through all of those for sure. Now, again, you have a unique set of skills of your own. So how do you see that contributing to the goal of CyberBacker thing?
Yes, our goal is actually help our clients grow their business. And so far in the 6 months, I was able to do that. And I was able to present ourselves and a CyberBacker to our client in a good light because I started with my client, we only managed less than 100 doors, properties. But now we have 120 and we're on the way to having 150. So yeah, with those skills, with those experiences, although not that much related, I was able to use those skills in transition to my new role with CyberBacker.
And that's great to hear. Imagine just a huge jump right there in just the span of a few months. Imagine what you and your client can do, let's say, for another year's time, right? That's the exciting part right there. Now, talking about something exciting, this is your first time really in the virtual world per se, right? So what do you find most exciting about this culture and the working environment here in Cyberback?
The working with Cyberbacker, the number one is of course the relationships. I felt those relationships, because from time to time somebody from the HR, from the career backers, from the fun backers that we have, yeah, from the cyber care, from time to time someone will always reach out to you, ask, sure, how are you doing, and so of course with that it boosts your morale to actually do the best that you can together with the client. That's number one. And of course the growth, you know, Cyberbacker, with those support, you will be able to maximize, to learn and to maximize everything that you can do. So that's the best part of it. The relationships, the group, the growth, and of course together with the growth, you earn more. You grow more, you earn more at the same time.
Absolutely, absolutely. Again, those two things are one of our core values, of course, yes, part of our core values, relationship and growth here at Cyberback are very, very important. Now, how about challenges? Again, because you can't avoid these things, especially if it's your first time now in the virtual world. But have you had any challenges that you've encountered, and how did you address those?
Of course, first, the challenge is, of course, the working hours, the working time, because we have a different time zones with our clients. So you have to first cope with that.
Sure.
Your body first have to cope with that. And then second, of course, different cultures. We Filipinos, our clients are usually, Americans. My client is actually an Indian, so he's actually very workaholic. So the most challenge is that is how to keep up with him, okay, and how to understand how he wants his business run, because you cannot decide on your own. You're just here to, you know, help him grow his business, yeah, but it's his at the end of the day, it's his decision on how he wants everything to be done. Absolutely. So the most challenging is how to follow his footsteps, how to understand the client, you know, how he thinks and how he decides, how he wants things to be done. That's the most challenging, but yeah.
I think time is also a factor there, just getting used to working with each other too, right? Time really is a factor right there. Now, you've been with Cyberbacker for half a year now, what you talked about earlier. Now, for sure, there are other new Cyberbackers that are listening to us right now that are just starting their journey with us. So what piece of advice would you be able to give them right now?
The best thing is that we all have different experiences. Sure. You know that we all have different backgrounds. Let's look at our work now with Cyberbacker as a new work. So we have to empty our cup,
true,
and try to understand everything. Let's consider this one. We're new. We don't have. Let's consider ourselves as neophyte. We have to forget those experiences first, and empty our cup and try to understand everything first. Once we understand everything, then that's the time we go back to our experience and which part of these experiences can I incorporate with this new job that I have? And of course, patience, because
it is new. Right.
It is new. It's new. You have to give yourself time actually to learn and to adjust.
Yes. Yes,
because
really adjustment.
Yeah, because everybody will understand.
True. There is really that adjustment period during the beginning. But again, it's on you and how you would adjust to that, right? It's you to adapt in the new environment that you're gonna be a part of. Of course, again, environment of Cyberbacker. Now, for sure, there have been people that have helped you. Could you share any mentors or colleagues who've been instrumental in helping you adapt to your new role here in Cyberbacker? Give them a shout out before we end today, John.
Of course, I would like to give a special shout out to, even if I don't have a head backer, but my growth backer and my HR backer, Miss Phoebe and Miss Romil. Of course, I want to give a special shout out to them. For the support, for the trust and confidence that they have. Of course, second to everybody, from money backers to, you know, fun backer, everybody, to HR backers, for always being there when you feel like you're tired.
Yeah.
And then, bam, once just a simple message from them, and then they respond. Yeah, the response, the support. So that's thank you and special shout out to all of them, actually.
Of course. Now, John, we are very excited to see your continued success here in Cyberbacker. And to everyone who's listening, if you'd like to learn more about how to become part of Cyberbacker, please visit our website at www.cyberbackercareers.com. Again, John, thank you very much for being here today. I had fun talking to you today.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. The honor is mine, sir. Thank you for the invitation and hope to see you again soon.
Thank you to all the listeners of Cyber Talk. If you enjoyed our podcast, don't forget to watch out for our upcoming episodes. We're going to dish them out weekly. Do visit our official website,
www.cyberbackercareers.com.
Don't forget to like Cyberbacker on Facebook and Instagram. Once again, this is your host, the one, the only. My name is Jello. Always remember, make life bigger with Cyberbacker. Till next time.